Good morning.
How are you? Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Really well, thanks. Really well.
Excellent. A big fan, and I've been very, very keen to see you when you get to Leeds, because I'm always intrigued. I love Canada. I love obviously Britain, and you're the best of both worlds because you're part British and you're Canadian as well. What more could there be, really? I mean, that's fantastic. You've got the coolest prime minister in the world at the moment.
I know, he's like a Disney prince. It's crazy. He's like the only world leader right now, isn't he? No, I'm like straddling the Atlantic. I feel like, yeah, I have quite a schizophrenic British-Canadian identity right now. Yeah.
No, that PM is amazing, Justin Trudeau, because I saw him in an interview and he was wearing Star Wars socks, so immediately he had me.
Oh my God. He's the best. Have you seen when he was... on the campaign trail, he would do this thing where he would balance babies in the air, like high in the air.
That's quite... I've not seen that. I must have. I heard him. He was on an episode of a podcast I listened to, the West Wing Weekly, and he was like a big West Wing fan, and he suddenly turned up on the podcast to talk about it. I was like, right, okay. I can't really imagine Theresa May doing that at some point.
Right, yeah.
Don't think that ever really is going to happen. You're bringing your new show, Dope, over to Leeds on the 2nd of November, and you got a really interesting story, mate, because am I right in thinking you became a comedian at 13?
That's right, yeah. I don't know why I thought it was a viable career option at that age, but I started when I was 13 and then dropped out of school when I was 15 to do it full time. And I've had little hiatuses in that time, maybe a year off when I was about 19, but otherwise I've been going for so long, 17 years now.
What did your parents think when you decided that you were going to drop out of school and become a comedian?
Well, they had mixed feelings. I mean, I talk about it in the show a bit. I think at first they were so pleased that I'd found my passion, and they really encouraged it. And then I think as it began to take over, then they were a bit concerned. I didn't tell them I was going to drop out of school. That was a surprise for them, a fun surprise. So they were not happy about that. But they've come around to it now.
They're okay with it now. Now you are the comedian Mae Martin. They're okay with it.
Well, yeah, they still. I mean, I think it's a hard career to wrap your head around as a parent. But then this year I did a Radio 4 series, and that was like the first thing that I think they could. They're like, Radio 4, we know that. That sounds legit.
That's highbrow.
Yeah, totally. So they were like, all right.
They're happy with that. Now you've got the Radio 4 on the... forget Channel 4, forget Comedy Central, but once you get Radio 4 on your CV, you've made it. Fine.
It's their demographic, yeah.
Yeah. I've got to ask you as well about tattoos, because I think you've got... I believe you've got quite an interesting tattoo. Can you tell us about your first tattoo? Because I think most people would be quite surprised by it.
In my teens, I went through a phase where I got loads of regrettable, luckily small black tattoos, mostly words. But my first one, this is so embarrassing, I got the word oatmeal tattooed on my wrist. And I think I got it because a lot of my friends were getting kind of inspirational quotes and really meaningful stuff. And I felt like their feelings about those things were going to change over time. And I thought, my feelings about oatmeal will never change. It's a breakfast staple. It's a good way to start the day. So I got oatmeal tattooed. It was so funny on the day. I got a lot of laughs.
Yeah.
Since then, it's just a little bit less funny every day.
I don't know. I still think it's funny. I'd still go along. It's funny. It's very good. Have you continued to get tattoos, or have you just kept with the one you thought, no, oatmeal, I'm never going to top that. Let's just keep with just oatmeal.
I always say, oh, yeah, I was in my teens, but... I get about one a year, I guess.
Right, very okay.
Very small, though. Like I don't think when you look at me, I look like a massively tattooed person, but I have hidden kind of 17 or 18 tiny tattoos.
Wow, wait, are they all like just like words like oatmeal?
Yeah. Some friends' signatures, some words, some numbers, but yeah, nothing, no big sleeves or anything, you know, no dragons.
I love that. I love that. I think I've not got a tattoo. I've never sort of felt the urge. But if I was going to get one, I think just having a random word, like, I don't know, like you say, a breakfast staple, like baked beans on toast. I would.
Yeah, great.
I'm just thinking it would look good on my ankle. I think it would look good on my ankle, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I was thinking if someone gave you £1 million and said, you know, you have to get a tattoo of someone's face, whose face would you get tattooed, I think? Ooh. I guess you get the face of the person offering you the million, probably.
Yeah, probably. Or yeah. It would have to be, say it have to be like a sibling or like your son or your daughter.
That, you can't go wrong. Yeah.
You get boyfriend or girlfriend. You never know. You might not be with them. And then
you're
stuck with
it.
Yeah, exactly. You're stuck with it. Let's talk a little bit about Bette Midler, because I think you talk about in this show a little bit about Bette Midler. What do you love about Bette Midler so much?
I'm always happy to talk about Bette Midler. I just think she's the best. I grew up just obsessed with her in my early, like when I was about 6, I saw the movie Hocus Pocus.
Oh, top movie.
Great Halloween flick. And I became completely devoted to her. I think it's her confidence, and she's quite like vivacious and sassy. And she's kind of an old school entertainer, you know, that doesn't exist anymore, I think. And still love her, but yeah, I talk about it in the show in the context of kind of obsessive behavior and how all-consuming my love for her was.
I think there's a lot of cinemas showing Hocus Pocus on Halloween. There's a couple in Leeds that are showing it. I still think it's 1993. It's been a while that they possibly should do a sequel to Hocus Pocus, I would imagine, by now.
I heard that they're doing a remake with a different cast, and I'm
no.
I'm furious. I can't even talk about it. I'm so upset because the whole original cast has said they want to come back and do a sequel. I don't know why they're not doing it.
Yeah, because who was it? It was Bette Midler. It was Sarah Jessica Parker and
Kathy Najimy.
Kathy Najimy, yes, of course it was. I mean, they're all still around. They all still look fantastic. Why can't we just have them back again?
Yeah, I know. You're telling me.
This is unbelievable, unbelievable. Mate, honestly, I could talk to you all day. I really, really could. But you're going to be on at Hedro House. That's on 2nd of November. Tickets are available. They're going quick, so there's only a couple available. So if you want to go down and see May, you need to get down to the Hedro House website and book ASAP. May Martin, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Thanks for chatting to me. I can't wait to come and see everyone there.